this group of people are going to walk in the substance of God. So the Holy Spirit's not going to relent. I'm not going to relent. Pastor Glow's not going to relent. Even Pastor Mike's not going to relent until we see these people. You want the mic, sir? There's a grace coming on us to walk in this, and I gotta keep sharing this. But before I do, I want Derek. Can you come up? Derek had some things happen to him, and I want him to share them. If you could, please, sir, would you come up and share what God's doing in your life and what happened to you, and how the heaven is for real. Amen.
God bless y'all. Well, there's a lot of great things going on. A lot of great things going on.
Amen.
In this ministry.
Amen.
And the words and the prophetic words and the teaching that has come forth is real. A while back, Pastor spoke on the suddenlies of God. That when you're not even aware, things and blessings is just going to come upon you and just take over your life. It's just going to things just going to start happening. A few weeks ago, Mike said, God said, wait. Remember that message? He said, wait. The blessing is in the wait. It's in the process of the wait. Just wait on God. You know, and he used Amanda and Tony as an example, that the process of the waiting, in the wait, that's where your blessing is, because God is manifesting things even in that.
Amen.
Understanding faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Faith is an action word because it moves God. Okay? And that's, you know, that's what I like about this house, because we're against, per se, religion, right? You know, we're not looking for a religious type of atmosphere. We want the blessings of the Lord. We want to do things according to how God wants us to do in this house, you know. But just in walking in the Lord, believing God, taking heed to the word that's being preached and taught to us, and then let God do it after that, you know. In other words, live a stress-free life. Let God move. Let God do what God's going to do. In the process of everything, we're looking to move to another place. And at the time that Mike shared that word to wait, it was a press that week. It was a real press for me and the family to make something happen. But God said, wait. And we're still waiting on God. Not on me, not on Pastor. We're waiting on the Lord to do what God's going to do. And that's just what it is. And in the process of that, my car was having some challenges. The ignition switch on the car wouldn't turn the car all the way off. It would turn it off. It would shut the car off. You can take the key out. But it still have a live wire whereby it would drain the battery. So I would have to go under the hood, unhook the battery, close up until I was ready to drive it again. You understand? One of those challenging things. Oh, why is this happening? What's going on? And in the process, again, trying to move and things and trying to get things together, you know, Joshua was very prophetic. He said, Dad, just... I say, Josh, I need to get this car fixed because it's ready to get cold. You know, there's snow on the ground, rain. You got to lift the hood up, set the hood down. He said, Dad, wait. I said, okay. I said, okay, I'm going to take heed to it. I said, but I need to know what's wrong with it. I want to know. So earlier this week, I went down to the Chevy dealership. I always like to go to the dealership. A lot of people say, oh, don't take your car to the dealership. They're going to charge too much. You have to, at some point, take your car to the dealership so they can tell you what's going on, because when they fix it, they're going to fix it right. You know, they're going to tell you what's going on with it. They're not trying to make you do something that you don't want to do, like taking it to a side dealership or whatever, a side shop, tell you what's wrong with it and it's not. But anyways, I took it over there, and I knew that the key at times would lock. If I took it and made it go all the way into the off position, then I would have a challenge trying to get it out of that position. So I would have to let it stay where it was so I can continue to drive it. So in the process of taking it over there and they checking it out, it locked on them. I said, Mr. Cannon, we can't get it unlocked. They took it all apart and everything. We can't get it to move. I said, well, my God. I said, so what is this going to cost me? About $1,300. I said, sir, why am I supposed to get $1,300 for today? I got to get back and forth to work. I got to get home. I'm up here now. Who am I going to call to come pick me up? He said, well, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. We're gonna see what we can do. I said, okay. Well, I said, God, okay. He said, you want anything on the car? I said, actually, I do. I got it from a used dealership, and I'm still making payments on it. He said, well, what we'll do, we'll pay that off for you. I said, okay. I said, okay, God. You go ahead and pay it off. It needs to be paid off. I said, okay. Well, do what you're going to do. He said, well, just give me your information and everything. And I tell you what, when you leave here today, you will be driving something else. I said, okay. I said, well, let's run the paperwork, run the numbers and everything, see what you got. We go outside and we look around at the parking lot and things after we got all the information straight and put it into the office. He showed me all these different cars, $20,000 and all of that. I said, yeah, it's real nice. I don't need no $20,000 vehicle. Thanks be to God. But there was one that stood out, and I said, well, how about that one? Certified pre-owned. Very good condition, 2014, 7,000 miles on. I said, oh, let's do that. They said, okay, we'll keep that in mind, but we're going to look at some other things. You know how they do. They want to get you in the most expensive thing. He said, well, we looked at these things. He said, we're going to go and get the tag, and we're going to test drive the one that you want. I said, okay, let's do that. So I'm waiting for him to finish doing whatever he was doing. Probably about 10, 15 minutes went by. He came back to me. He said, come on, Mr. Cannon, come on. I said, what's up? He said, I got some good news for you. He said, let's go take this car for a ride. I said, okay. We get to the car. He said, congratulations, this is your car. I said, what just happened? I did not come there looking for a car. I just wanted to know what it was going to cost to get this one fixed. I wasn't looking for a new car. I wasn't asking for a new car. I didn't go there walking around the premises like the walls of Jericho, asking God to knock the walls down. But the suddenlies, the waits.
Amen. Amen.
God said, I'm doing this. I'm looking over here, and God's doing that. And he said, by the way, my name is Minister Ronald. He fellowship at Mount Gilead. He said, man, I can tell you a man of God when I met you. I can hear and see the prayers in your heart. I said, my God. And God worked it out just like that. No push, pull, didn't have to take anything out of my pocket, anything. He just simply took the information on that car, put it on. Thank you, sir. I turned that car over to them. They turned this one over to me and changed the insurance information and drove off the lot. To God be the glory.
Whoa. See, you're going to get one too, see, Burnett. I love this stuff, man. Because there's an authority of heaven that's working on us that come from heaven and from the throne of God. And give this to Amanda. Yeah. I may need you today. So see, Burnett's about to get another car. There's an authority of heaven that's working on you that you can't even see. You can't even see. And this is what I'm getting from what he was sharing. It doesn't matter where you are. It doesn't matter what you got or what you don't have. It doesn't matter what you look like. It doesn't matter what your church background is. It doesn't matter anything. Actually, your church background can hurt you. Because the last thing he needed to do was start confessing the car. Like church them teaches you sometimes. Just let God do the work inside you. I think he had faith work and didn't even know it. Right? You get around the right people, you get in the right environment, you get the Spirit of God in you, right? We start growing the Spirit. And faith starts working and you don't even know it. You start having dreams about stuff. Where'd that come from? Because God started working on you in the dream world, which is the language of the Spirit, by the way. He started working on you years ago. You just couldn't pick up on it, right? Like I'm going to have Rocky share a dream today. God's been working on her in the dream world because dreams are the language of the Spirit. This is how you start to understand things of the Spirit, right? Dreams, visions. Remember in Acts chapter 2, it talked about when the Spirit comes, you're going to have dreams and you're going to have visions and you're going to prophesy. This stuff is necessary, right? Because a picture is worth a thousand words, as one person said. So you know how God teaches you? He's going to teach you through pictures and experiences. See, Derek Cannon grew. What day did you get the car? Monday. Derek Cannon grew Monday. You know, reading is important. Bible reading, of course, is important. But you know how he grew? Through that experience. You know how Aaron grew on the football field when he broke his leg? That's how he grew. Or when he ran the touchdown back for, ran the kickoff back for a touchdown. I'm telling you that the way God teaches us is through experience. This is sort of why the church is so weak. Because any experience God tries to take you through, you push it back. You push it back. You say, I don't want that one. I don't want that one. Isn't that what the children of Israel did in the wilderness? God tried to give them tough experience. I don't want that. You complain when you should be growing. And so there's no spiritual depth in the church. I wasn't even talking about this today. There's no spiritual depth in the church because you won't let God take you through experiences. I love when we start singing the songs about the three Hebrew boys. And the fourth man, you know, in this, you know, he's going to work it out, whatever. He's going to work it out. Turn it over to the Lord. He's going to work it out. Oh, yeah. Say, I got a light bill, too. So you think I knew that one, did you? I've been around, man. I've been around. But you know what? God's looking for people who are more than sing it. And let your faith grow through those experiences, you know. And whenever we started getting a spirit like that, you know, you're going to grow. Derek Cannon, he's been sitting in here and sitting in here. And God's saying, just wait. Wait till I take him through that. He don't know what I'm working on. He thought he'd just sitting here listening to me. You know, you come here, God's working on his spirit, man. Faith, 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 faith. You might not perceive that it's happening, but it's happening. I'm telling you. You know, sooner or later, you're going to say, Pastor, I had a vision last night. Because it's the language of the spirit, right? I fell into a trance. I didn't know. It scared me, right? I fell into a trance. It scared me. It's supposed to be happening. It's supposed to be happening. It's not just predicated or it's not just designated for Paul or whoever was in the Bible that had a trance, Peter, and saw this happen and that happened. No, that's supposed to be your language too. you know, Christian Davis was sharing this, was it last week or was it Wednesday night or whatever? She was at work and she had a dream. I don't know, was this a dream when you were on the, it was a dream. Here's a dream, right? Here's a dream. Here's a dream. Here's a dream. That she was at work and she had on some brown boots, right? And the boots were stuck to the floor. So she couldn't go anywhere. You know, the boots are symbolic of the natural, right? She couldn't go anywhere in the natural, but then her spirit left her body. And she started doing 10 times more than she can do in the spirit because her natural man was now stuck. But the spirit of man was doing all kind of stuff at an efficiency that was so far past the natural rate that it would stun mankind. See, that's supposed to be the model of the church. We're still, our boots aren't stuck. Our boots are running around. I think Derek's boots were stuck that day. And the spirit went out and started doing stuff. See, you know what? You know, I was reading behind the guy. I think I sent this to Crystal. No, it was a new Greek or a quote, one of them. I can't remember anymore. That you know who wrote this? You know, Paul Cho, David Cho, church in Korea. Paul. He said this. He said, you know, I'm starting to see in the spirit so much, Derek. I'm starting to see in the spirit so much, Derek. I'm looking at Mike, but I'm saying Derek because I don't want to scare him. Because I could say Pastor Derek, but I didn't say it. He said, my church is now 50,000 people. Now, that was, he wrote that in the 80s. Now he's a million or whatever. He said, I'm so confident that the spirit going to do the work for 50,000 people. I go to my office. I don't have nothing to do. Because the spirit's out doing. His confidence, his flesh has gone to the point where he don't even try anymore. Look, his boots are stuck.
Come on now. Jesus.
Y'all think healing's not coming to this house? The more our boots get stuck, the more healing's going to manifest. It's not God's fault. We're still moving around too much. The church got activity, all kind of activity. And spirit nowhere near. See, this is the reality of why you're here. To learn to walk in the spirit. This is why God's got you here. You got to learn to walk in the spirit. You know, you say, I'm saved, sure, but you're not walking. That's too much. You're not. We're learning how to walk in the spirit. I'll say it like that. You think healing's not coming to this house? You have got to be kidding me. See, it just grows. You know, you grow into it, so to speak. You know, you can't get saved one day and start confessing healing over everybody the next. It's not going to happen. You're not growing enough yet, but we're starting to grow. See, healing is always God's will, but we have to sort of grow into what that means. Just like the early church. This is what I'm going to share with you. This is, you know, you grow into kingdom stuff. It's the big problem is the church hasn't grown into kingdom things yet. They're still on the ground, you know. And God's looking to remedy that, because as soon as he gets you in the spirit, and our, you know, faith is our substance, you know, healings flow like water. So, you know, Cho said that, you know, that was back in the 80s. I had 50,000 people. I get in the office. I don't have nothing to do because, you know, I'm just bored because the spirit, he's learning to release it all to the spirit and let the spirit do the work. And my mind's going like, I'm a long way from that. We know we've got to learn this thing. And he says, even when he travels, that he gets back and he's expecting, you know, things to be in, you know, disarray. It's working better than it did when he left. He said, he gets his little feelings hurt. I thought they needed me. But you learn how to turn it over to the Holy Ghost. I'm saying we have an example of this man not even knowing what God was going to do. Had no idea. I actually like that kind of faith. because I tried that other way long enough, and I kept trying to make it work, and I kept trying to make it work, and I kept trying to make it work, you know. You know, but it was all mental. I mean, it makes sense to me, so I'm going to start confessing, and I'm going to start, oh, bless God, this must be the way. It's in the Bible, too. But I'm still mental. So you learn to relax and let God work in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure. He knows how to build his own church. He knows how to build his own person. He knows he's the author and finisher of your faith. You keep trying to author you finish your own faith. You can't do it. And he starts to work in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure. So he gets more done. And I'm just going to say this because it's family and stuff like this. You know, it gets more done with you. You know, you sort of just relax and let him work inside you. I'm not trying to teach you to be lazy, right? Because there's the other side of that. I know some people, bless God, now I'm just going to stay home and, you know. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm just trying to make a point to you that we work too hard on our own. And then you don't give him room to do what he want to do. See? And then the extraordinary then becomes your normal. The extraordinary becomes your normal. So he starts to do some things that's past man's minds and past your own mind and get you into a place that you've been struggling for years to get to. And so the trials and tribulations, a lot of them are just shutting you down so he can start working, right? So too much of our religion, too much of our Christianity is men working, right? You know, sparks, you know, just sparks start flying, men working sparks. And, you know, you know, when a spark flies, then it dies right back out. Another spark flies and die back out, right? We got sparks flying, but ain't no light. So. And you know, the scriptures talk about that. See, here's God looking on you today. Here's God looking on you today. Say, listen to what was happening over here. I'm going to do exceedingly abundantly more than you can ask or think. I just got you to get you to stop thinking. Because you think too much. You think you can make this thing work. You know, God knows how to grow a garden. Right, he knows how to grow a garden. As soon as he starts growing stuff, we pick it. You know, right, Shelly, right, Rocky. As soon as he starts growing, don't touch that. As soon as he starts growing it, we're gonna start picking. You know, we're gonna pick it. It ain't even ripe yet. It ain't even hardly nothing yet. You're gonna pick and start. Bless God in the name of Jesus. This is really good fruit. It ain't ready. You want to pick it. We want to do everything. Man's hands cannot build this kingdom. You got to get this. Human hands cannot build this kingdom, you know. You know, I know God showed me a vision of like heaven. Show me a vision of heaven. It's like the courts of heaven. And he's like judging. I'm not talking about condemning and sending people to hell. No, he's just judging. And if it's, you know what? He kicks right back out of heaven. They're not going to make it. Flesh. Any natural thinking, any natural reasoning, any human works, any human ambitions, any human efforts, your own efforts. I don't care how sincere you are. They get kicked right back out. They kicks them right back out. You know, I'm the judge. And no flesh going to come near this. You say, God, I want to help. You know, I'm going to win the lottery to help people. I don't care if you help a million people, if it's flesh, it's getting kicked back out. Are y'all listening to me? See, I got to say it that way because you say it can't be that extreme. It's absolutely that extreme. Because you're talking the difference between two realms. That realm ain't going to have it, that realm. I don't care if it's $58 billion trillion worth of good. This realm is not going to have it, inhabit that realm. So this is where we learn. Is it flesh or is it spirit? Am I sowing to the flesh to reap corruption, or am I sowing to the spirit to reap everlasting? What am I reaping? See, Derek reaped the car because he got his flesh down. He probably don't know how, but he's got his flesh down. But that's the starting of the learning process. I don't know how it happened. You hear what he said? I don't know. How did this happen? You hear what he said? How did this happen? He had nothing to do with it. So when that witness is to my heart and the spirit like that, I say God's going to take care of every payment. You see what I'm saying? Because if I start that way. See, so are you listening to me? So that's better than you saying, I want that car right there, so I confess it, and I walk around it 12 times, and I confess it. That's all your flesh. And you know how you're going to maintain it? Your flesh. You're going to cry to God, blah, 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 and he's going to say, you didn't get it in me. So you're going to have 60 or 72 months of learning a lesson. I don't care how much you praying. I don't care how much you say, God help me. You can have 60 or 70, because he's got to teach you that lesson. Ask me how I know. I'm not coming down on you. Ask me how I know. See, I heard that teaching. God bless God, going to get you a car. I got it. I wasn't waiting on heaven. Then it happened on the next car. You see how dull we are. And it happens on the next car. Finally, 10 cars later, I learned to wait on God. Too much money, too much. But that's common ground. But here's the deal. So with testimonies like that, we're learning. Okay, I'm learning. It's an aha. Wait a minute, that was spirit. Remember, Chris? That was spirit. I'm recognizing with spirit now. You know, 50 other things might have been flesh, but I just gained some ground. There's no condemnation here, guys. Because as soon as we start clicking in that spirit thing, now heaven is for real. And we're starting to become spiritual adults a little bit. And learning that, and if it didn't come from above, every good and perfect gift comes from above. That doesn't make any sense to the natural mind. I got to go out and do something. Sure, I got the scriptures. Sure, I know what to confess. You're still doing it. We're doing it ourselves. And God is just adamant, I'm going to teach me a people. I don't care if 1,000 people don't get it. I'm going to find me 3 or 4. That's going to learn how to pull it from heaven. Thank you. They're going to learn to pull it from heaven. I don't care what sacrifice, I don't care how many lessons they got to go through. See? I don't care if the church is 1,000 people or 10. I'm going to find me a people that's going to learn how to pull on heaven, right? That's what the whole 144,000 Revelation represent, people who are starting to pull on heaven and learning how to do things in the spirit. And learning the value of Christ dying on the cross, not only for your sins, but also to walk in heavenly places and be seated together with him in heavenly places and learn to the power of the resurrection and learn to live there. That's why we confess over that offering like that. So try to get it down in your spirit, because you got to keep hearing it. Every day is a day of resurrection. Every day. But the church is blind to that. That's why we're going to keep saying it until it gets so far in your heart. You can say, oh, yeah, that's right. That's right. I don't live down here in this earth realm. I live in a resurrection place. I live in a whole nother place. It's milk and honey and all, you know, and God takes care. I don't have to work to get it. I don't have to labor. God wants it more than you want it. Let me tell you what, you know, I think, you know, I love this book. I love this book. Chris and Davis. I love this book about heaven's economy. What is that? Sean Bolts, right? Yeah. Man, you ought to get that thing. Heaven's economy. And it basically starts off like this. He says, one day he had a vision. I kept trying to tell y'all, I was in the spirit, right? And a big old angel come to him. And the Lord come to him. And the angel come behind the Lord. He said, I want to introduce you. Told Sean Bolts, I want to introduce you to somebody. This is so-and-so. He's the minister of finance. Come on. In the kingdom of heaven. He never heard of that. We know about ministers of finance in so and such and such a country, right? Minister of the Interior, da da da. Heaven's got the same thing. I guarantee you, there's a minister of healing up there. Understand? Because it's an economy. It's an economy. He said, "This is the, I want you to introduce you to the minister of finance of the heavenly economy." Man, that thing with the, I'm like, there is a heavenly economy? Yeah, it's a heavenly economy. I'm just trying to learn, get you to learn how to use it. Don't wait till you get there. What good is that? I want heaven on earth. I want heaven's economy to hit earth, right? Sean Bolts, read it, read it. We'll get it here. We'll get it here. Right? And so this kind of thing was already circling in my spirit. And of course, when I got in the book, I said, oh, this is what's been happening. This is what he's been trying to get me to understand. Sure, you work, but that cannot be the means of your life. Your job cannot be that. God can set stuff up so many places that you don't even know what's happening. God, listen, before, more than you can ask or think, right? You can't even think about how he's going to do it. You don't know who you're going to run into tomorrow. By heaven's divine, Chris, it starts to be faith to us. We don't have to speak. You don't even know what to go to ask. But my faith is in another realm. It's in another economy. And God's birthing things I haven't seen yet. I can't even think of them. Why am I wasting brain cells? I can't even think they're so big. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth just like it is up there. The minister of finance want to help you get that done. Instead of you trying to do it through other methods, I won't go back to where I went. Because see, when you try to figure it out your own, guess who's going to get glory out of that? So God's trying to take you to a whole nother place, have faith in a whole nother realm, and then he's going to just be working it, working it. I do the work. Remember Jesus said that? My Father works, then I work. He don't do it before him. My Father works. My Father works. I don't do this. I don't know. I can't pay my taxes. But my Father knows how to do it. I can't feed this crowd, right? I can't heal this baby right here. I can't raise this dead person. I can't, you know, I can't do nothing. But there's a heavenly economy that I'm pulling from every day. I'm learning to pull from a heavenly economy. That's why your needs are met. You know, Christianity just can't be general and kind of fluffy and, you know, it's not clear. It's just like dark clouds, you know, and God's sovereignty is just, yeah, we say it, but it's just general speaking. You know, he woke me up this morning. Well, yeah, but can he do something better than that for you? The world can sell you that. Come on, man. It's a difference when I witness faith working in somebody who don't even know God said, I love you I love you so deep you don't even know what's going on. I'm about to bless your tail. But not just so you can waste it. Get closer to me. Get closer to me. I ain't blessing because I'm a machine. I'm forming a relationship with you, man. I'm forming a relationship with you. Yes. Form a relationship with heaven.
Yes. Yes.
This does no good if we ain't getting closer. No good, man, because he loves people. He loves us. He loves relationship. But they got to be in the spirit. See? They got to come in another form. They can't come earthly. They got to come spiritual, right? Oh, yeah, you might see the manifestation on earth, but it started in your heart. And it ends in your heart. You know, he can bless you with a car. You can say, God, you can have it back. You know what I'm saying? Because what you and I got means more than this beautiful red car. What you formed in me from the foundation of the world means more than that car out there. You can have it back. I'm still good because the relationship's tougher. Spirit to spirit, right? Heart to heart. We'll start to get one with each other. That's what he wants, you know. None of the religious stuff. No walking around building seven times. Don't do that. God didn't tell you to do that. God didn't tell you to do that. You just read it and it's all in the mind and you think, ain't no faith in that. Ain't no spirit in that, man. Wait till the spirit show you what to do. Get quiet, get still. Like Ron's was singing this morning. Get quiet, get still. I can just feel God's heart for you. Pull you out of the miry clay. You know, she was singing about the mountains moving, and I'm thinking about Goliath's, you know what that is? That's just our natural mind. Yeah, get you out the way. You the mountain. Forget about the external stuff. It's that mountain of unbelief in your tail that's so big that all you can do is go by what you see. All you can do is go by your natural circumstances and your natural being. You know, you come down on yourself. That's not all natural too, because he don't see you that way.
That's right.
He don't know you by the spirit. Say, oh, wow, that's Crystal. She's gonna take up rivers. She's gonna take up rivers and make them turn for the God's glory. God sees you in a heavenly way. He don't see you in the earthly way. There's no condemnation in this. He does not see you in an earthly way. You said, I'm on earth, but he don't see you that way. He see you in heavenly places. He see you disrupting Satan's plans. Come on, you know what I believe about Canada? I believe he get that car. That red car going to be now like, you know, demons gonna tremble. Bless God. He started believing God. What are we gonna do with him? Even though he didn't know what he was doing. Can't y'all see that's the start? Can't you see it's the start, but it's a good start. It's the start that says, you know what? This can happen again in the spirit. This is gonna happen again because his mercies are new every day. This is gonna happen again in the spirit. This is gonna happen again in the spirit. It's gonna happen, and next time it's gonna be bigger. You don't know who you're going to run into tomorrow. You don't know what word God's going to have for you, that person, tomorrow. Just because you believed him for the car, now his spirit can work in you to get somebody else a car. You know what I'm saying? Because it's all his work. It's all his work. And then he's going to start getting you to believe for healing and then for, you know, a community and then for whatever. And we get all our faith together in the spirit. You know what's going to happen. See, listen, we're a different kind of people. We're a different kind of people. God convinces us of that. We're a different kind of people. You know, we're not looking at each other's shortcomings. We're looking at each other's potential in the spirit. Forget about your shortcomings. I know Tyler got all kinds of stuff in her life. Bless God. She's breaking it. Your mama told me I would. Oh, I'm sorry, Ron. Your mama. That was crazy. Your mother. Can you see the resurrection of us? See, when you stay on the ground, you're just kind of like the world. Talk like them, think like them, act like them. I don't care how much you try not to, you will. But once you start seeing your true identity in the spirit, man, oh man, the Holy Spirit starts working. I'm finally getting them off the ground. I'm finally getting off the ground. I can't tell you what people dream, their dreams they're starting to share with me. Where's Tawana? Tawana had that dream. She shared it that Sunday up here. You guys remember? She said, there was a lot of people in the world. I know I'm going to mess this up. There was a lot of people in the world. And they were doing all kind of stuff. And I guess they were in the water or whatever, right? Water. Water's the world. Water's the world. They're all in the world. Remember the flood? Flood, water, all underwater. That's the flood. Remember the example of Noah? But she started rising on top. Right? Rising on top. God's trying to show us something by dreams and visions. It's going to keep coming to you because that's the way he teaches us. Otherwise, all you get is doctrine and information. That's all you get. That's all you get is information. Then you start to try to live off information, and it's not faith. It's just information, but still in the natural, right? Right, Tara? That's why I'm saying dreams are going to come into your life like crazy. I know some of you had them years ago, and you said, I don't want these because I don't know what they mean, and God don't take them, give them. You know what? He took them. You need to ask for them back. You need to ask for them back, Pastor Jerry. You know, they'll start sharing dreams with me. They'll start to share dreams with me, you know, left and right. Because we're starting to learn what it is in the spirit. Understanding gets awakened, right? Understanding gets awakened. I dream that. And sometimes I dream it. I'm like, that sounds so natural. But then I get around y'all. And I say, oh, that's what he was trying to tell me. Because when you get around spiritual people, the dreams start to take on spiritual meaning that they're supposed to have. You wake up, it might seem like foolishness. Don't let it go. Don't let it go. See, I had a dream, and it's kind of the setup for the message that I haven't gotten to yet. But I want to share this. I think it was a trance or something. It was just, you know, I was like, what in the world just happened to me? And I went and told Glo about it. I said, what in the world just happened to me? But God's going to teach you heavenly stuff. I'm telling you, when you dream, he's got a heavenly meaning to it. I'm going to tell you right now. So it happened so fast. I said, Glo, what in the world happened? I was in Rome, and I was at the Vatican. I'm like, what in the world am I doing at the Vatican? You know, and I was on the outer court, and I could see, you know, the Vatican got the big walls and the people, all kind of people in there, and of course you got the Pope's palace and things like, not palace, but residence. I don't know if it's a palace or not. I knew where I was. I wasn't in my body. I wasn't at 9409. I was at the Vatican. And I hadn't been thinking about the Vatican. I hadn't watched a movie or anything about the Vatican. I was in the Vatican. And just that quick, I went up. I just went up. And I went up to the heavenly realm. You know, from the Vatican, just that quick, I just went up. I didn't have any conversation with the Pope or anything like that. Right? I just went up. And so I told Gloria about it. I said, the weirdest thing happened to me. This was a couple weeks ago. And then Rocky had a dream I want her to share here in a little bit. But I was studying for this morning. And I was reading in Acts how, you know, remember when they stoned Stephen? And, you know, he had preached to them in the spirit. And they didn't like it. So they stoned him. See? And see, whenever you start getting in faith and in the spirit realm, the world not going to like you. So I even say for Cannon, be careful. Because they're never going to try to bring you back down to earth. But remember at the end of chapter 7, this is, Amanda, you're getting out of it because you're going to be my reader today, but I don't have time. In the chapter 7, he said he was dying and he saw heaven open. And here's what the Lord told me. So he said, y'all got to grow in this. Y'all, you guys. He didn't know if he used y'all, but because see, that was the first time since Pentecost, you know, Spirit came down. Nobody looked in the heaven yet. But so they were still attached to the Jerusalem that was on the city, the natural city. We love Jerusalem, such and such said about Jerusalem, so they love the buildings. Remember they said to Jesus, look at these buildings in Jerusalem. They love Jerusalem. So they were still attached to the ground, even though that God was working with them. And then Stephen saw heaven. And so Jerusalem was the most established religious place on the earth, right? And God was saying, you know what? Your government is not in Jerusalem. Your government is in heaven, right? Listen, write this down if you want. Galatians chapter 4, he said, the Jerusalem that's above is the mother of us all. But see, they couldn't see it yet. But then it was a crisis moment when Stephen looked into heaven. And he saw Jesus standing at the right hand. Wait a minute. Our center is not in, we love natural Jerusalem, thank God for it. But our real commands come from the heavenly one. See, so he's getting them off the earth, right? It's just making, he's getting them off the earth. Like God got Canaan off the earth. It might not have been at the throne, but it was right there. It was above that condemned world. Right? And then, so again, guys, I'm going to give you one more. Remember in Acts chapter 10, see, he's gradually pulling them off the earth. Remember Acts chapter 10, Peter and Cornelius, and then Peter, you know the story. You know, God's getting them off the earth. So Peter went to pray. What happened? Heaven opened. And here comes this animals coming down. And he said, kill and eat. Peter's so full of the earth, he said, we can't eat that. Wait a minute, heaven's open now. Heaven has the law, not the earth, not what the Torah said, not what the Old Testament said, but heaven said, kill and eat. Get your signals from up here. This is what God's trying to get. See, you see what I'm saying? We got to come out of the natural because we have natural tendencies that we're stuck with. It's hard for God to break them. And Peter's like, no, no. You think you haven't done that? Because God's ambition, and he's fiercely wanting to get you in the heavenly places. Fiercely. And the church keeps pushing back and working on their own and pushing back and working on their own. We believe, here's our creed. We believe in the Father, Son, Holy Ghost. We believe in this, that, and the other. But there's nothing heavenly about it. It's just written on paper and in your mind. There's nothing heavenly about it. It's saying the right thing, but there's no resurrection power in it. You say, I believe in the resurrection. You believe in the creed of the resurrection. You believe in the creed of the resurrection. You don't believe in the life of the resurrection. You never ascended anywhere. You know, Cheryl Love shared this the other way. She shared this. She said she was in that prayer room. She said, oh my God, I started ascending. I know this is a little bit of chunky meat, but we've been on milk too long. You know, you got to ask God, I need an encounter with you in the spirit. I want to know the resurrected Christ. I want to know Christ in the power of his resurrection. I want to know him on the earth. I want to know him in the power of his resurrection. Because that's when the church starts to be victorious and powerful. This is when prayer becomes specific. I know what I know that I know. I know about Israel Cannon. I know about Israel Cannon. I went to heaven about Israel Cannon. I can tell you exactly what's going to happen to him. You go to heaven, then it's a superior realm. So some of your best well-known teachers in the media never been there. Thank God for what they're giving us, but they can't give you the reality. You know, his father's heart. I'm going to find me a people that I can push up into reality. Because you down here, all you guys are shadow of the truth. When you get in the spirit realm, you get the truth, you get the reality of it. And the church operates mostly in the shadow. So there's no power. Oh, I say, you know, it's no problem. I know healing coming. I know we're growing toward it. I know it's not a problem for me. You know, we are in different places individually. We're in different places corporately. But eventually, I know what's going to happen. It's just like what God did with the book of Acts. God eventually got them to chapter 7 where they start looking into heaven. It took 7 chapters. It don't happen. Thank God they didn't try to pick the fruit too early. But they still had to struggle with it. It's a struggle. There's your struggle. Your struggle is to get in another realm. The earlier you do it, the better. Wasn't sure if I was going to do sailing. But piece by piece, he takes that off of you. He takes that natural. You know, your Goliath is your natural man. I can't get by that God. Tony sent me this scripture. If you sow toward the flesh, you're going to reap corruption. I ain't talking about necessarily bad. You know, when we read that, we sow to the flesh. That means you just went and stole something. I'm talking any kind of flesh. If you gave Brenda a kiss in the flesh, forget it. You said that was a holy kiss. Yeah, but I'm just trying to give you an example. If you went and gave somebody $10, but in the flesh, you're still reaping corruption. Because, see, there's still you in there, Rob. You want to give $10 so that man can be look. He can look good in your. You can look good in his sight. That's just your flesh, Chris. Don't stop giving. Y'all understand what I'm saying? I ain't trying to stop. Thank you. Giving the flesh to the spirit kick in until you start learning deference, you know. Then you get more for what? Not for you, but to keep on to give care. See, we want to get more. Our prosperity, we want to get more because, you know, bless God, we want to be rich. Some people are not so secret. See, remember this stuff? I don't remember this. People go buy cars to look like they were prosperous. Getting debt. Ain't nothing spirit about it. Turn that phone off, please. I'm going to let you off the hook. Are y'all following where the Holy Spirit's taking us to the upper realm? And every time you take a step up, flesh dies. And your confidence in the flesh dies. Right? You take a little more, no more flesh dependency. You go a little higher in the spirit, and only the spirit can work it. And you know, and then you repent for your fleshliness more and more and more. I'm talking about all of us. Because we all got it with us. That's why we got the whole thing in the wilderness thing. God trying to feed a manna from heaven. Chris said this last week. God trying to feed a manna from heaven. I guarantee you God knew how to flavor that manna to appeal to their spirit, man. And they start complaining. Not like we want it. Let's go in the spirit. Let's grow in the spirit. Let's teach in the spirit and sing in the spirit and dance in the spirit and worship in the spirit. Go to work in the spirit. Oh, God. There's a realm of nothing is impossible awaiting us to enter it day by day by day by day. The inward man is renewed day by day in the spirit. The outward man perishes, it says in Corinthians, but the inward man is renewed day by day. You know, every day when I wake up, I go, what's going to happen in the spirit today? Let me tell you how God's teaching us. Rocky's going to share testimony. And, you know, this is what happens in churchdom. Can you get your hand? This is what happens in churchdom.
this is the last scene of my many dreams. And this part kind of disturbed me. I found myself in an old country church listening to an old preacher. And as I was sitting in the back, I kept saying, I got to get out of here. I got to get out of here. And when I looked to the right, I saw the exit door. And I said, okay. And I left. And it was different flights of stairs. So I went down the stair, hit the landing, saw exit. No way to get out. Went down another flight, exit sign, no way to get out. And that's just an awful feeling, trying to get out of a building and there is no exit. There is no way to get out. You know, and I thought about Sister Bernadine's encounter. And I'm like, I want, and I'm not claustrophobic, but it was a narrow, you know, stairwell, and I'm just walking down and stop, walking down, and I'm like, I can't get out. I cannot get out. This is a horrible feeling. And then I said, God, I want a do-over. Take me back to the beginning. And amen. I went back to the beginning, and I woke up.
Amen. You see what the spirit of religion will do to you? You know, there are a lot of people in the church world can't get out. And even if they get a little bit of inkling, I got to get out of here. And they find an exit, and they wind up going down. Because Satan's showing his best to keep you in religion and out of the spirit. It's a very sobering dream, but it's very prevalent. You know, Jesus said, walk in the light as he's the light. You know? And I guarantee you the people in that country church had this, all them scriptures, and they had, you know, they're going to help you and cook your chicken dinner or whatever. Are y'all following me? A very sobering dream. You better thank God that you are in an environment that's going upward. No, man.
Okay. So at the beginning of that scene, even though I'm listening to the old country preacher, in my mind, I'm like, I'm not supposed to be here. I kept hearing, I'm not supposed to be. I'm not supposed to be listening to this man. Then I tried to leave and went down many flights of steps and could not get out.
Amen. Be careful how you hear. You know, this is how I'll finish this. You know, there's a great transition happening. Great transition in your life individually and thus corporately. God's trying to transition us out of the natural into the spirit. It's a great transition. This is what was happening in the book of Acts. He's transitioning Peter out of the natural. He's doing all by the Spirit of God. This is the Holy Spirit's job. Because you can't do it. But we can trust God. You can trust God. He's transitioning those people out of the natural. If that has to happen in Acts, guess who it has to happen to, too? He's transitioning us out of the natural into the spirit. Let's stay together. We can grow spiritually like never before. We don't have to have the cliches. They don't do you no good. They sound good. We don't have to have the cliches and stuff. All we kind of, you know, you get to the place where you know you're in the spirit or not. I can tell you that car, Derek's faith, but it was God's faith in him. Whatever level. Now, his challenge is spiritual. I got to keep growing spiritually. See, and God doesn't give us this rocky dream. In other words, this is where you were, and this is where you could have stayed, unless by the miracle power of God. Got you out of there. It had to be the miracle power of God. You didn't reason yourself out. God gave you a dream, Bernadine, how different levels in the spirit, because I need you. I'm thirsting for people who will walk after me, and I'm going to make it happen if they will listen to me and obey, because there's nothing you can do but obey. You can't work it. All you can do is obey his work. God Almighty, he's taking us high. The sky's the limit. You know, that's nothing. You're going to come to me and say, I went to the third heaven, into the interior of the third heaven, and I saw the workings of the throne. That's for us. He gave me hidden manna. That's not for when you die. That's for when you go to bed tonight. I'm going to feed you some hidden manna. That's how the church lives, on hidden manna. It's hidden from the world, but not from you and me. Bless God. Jardine, you got 5 minutes. Jardine, you got 5 minutes.
5 minutes.
Yeah. Five. Okay. Let's let Derek finish up.
I'm sorry, y'all. I was sweating so hard because I wasn't trying to forget anything. The vision that God showed me, that's just an example of what he's doing, okay? But the vision that he was trying to show me and what he showed me was for the church. And what I seen when I was sharing with Pastor what happened, you can take this here door and with all your might slam it as hard as you can, and you can hear the sound throughout the building. God said he's taking the door of our life and he is opening it so hard that he's blessing.
Yes.
That's not for me.
He's opening the door.
He's
right.
Opening doors.
Amen.
That's how hard he's opening the
door. I thank God for my 5 minutes. 5 minutes. Because this is good 5 minutes. For those of us that may not believe that we're growing in the spirit, for those of us that may not believe that we're excelling in the kingdom, 15 years ago, this was the platform. 15 years ago, we were back here. 15 years ago, if I could pull that podium was right here. 15 years ago, but the cross and the resurrection power in the kingdom of God said, move out. I'm pulling you out. Okay, so here come about what? Right here. We moved. We increased. We grew in the spirit realm. And let me tell you what the Holy Spirit does. When Pastor said, let's increase the podium, Glow, where Glow at? It was about six of us here. Pastor Roz wasn't here. Dre wasn't drumming at the time. I'm thinking, what in the God do we need? He said, but the Lord said, the Holy Spirit told me to get ready. PWM, you better get ready. You better hear what the Holy Spirit is saying. Increase is upon this house, spiritually and naturally. We just stepped over into another level. Do you see it? We just stepped over into another level of the glory of God and the anointing of God and the power of God and the spirit of God. That's what's produced the blessings. You don't have to ask. You don't even have to seek after. Just go in the increase. We in the increase, Rocky. Pastor Roz, we stepped over. Look, Pastor Roz. Lord have mercy. I'm trying to get over there. I'm trying to get over there. See, there's an addendum. Pastor don't even know sometimes what he's doing. Come on, he like Derek. We just model men. We don't know what we're doing. Don't look at it like we got it all together. We just got these little unctioning. God said, go take it to the Chevy deal and check on the key. And God had something totally different in plan. He could have stopped right here. But God said, no, I want it over here. And I'm thinking, okay, well, Pastor Rob, I'm going to throw her out the door. You know, we don't know. We don't know. But I tell you what, in a few months, we're going to see. The substance is coming. The substance is coming. You can sit there and don't believe if you want to, but the substance is coming. Healing is a reality. Our needs being met from above. It's being done. We're in the increase. This is right here before you. You can see. Say, look and see what the Lord is doing. This is a testimony. BJ, we're moving out. a little bit further. And I was thinking, okay, God, what are we going to do when the pulpit get right there? I had to knock the wall down. See, we can't see. We just go with the flow. Just go. He said, call the man and pull up some boards. See, and we like, he like Derek, he don't know what God's going to put up here. That saxophone player, or that trumpet, or we don't know. The violinist, the flautist, the flutist, whatever. What, how do you pronounce it? Flautist. Several of them. Several of them. The orchestra. You don't know what God's doing. That wall. That wall. You don't know. You just grow in the spirit. Just let the spirit do the work. Just let the spirit do the work. We've been struggling too long. We've been trying too long. Just let the Holy Spirit build our lives. Just let the Holy Spirit build our lives. He knows how to do it. He knows how to do it. He preordained and foreordained. So why won't he do it? I was reading Ephesians, and I'm going to sit down. I know I've done my 5 minutes. I was reading Ephesians, and Paul said, I'm praying for the saints at Ephesians and for those afar off. And Pastor, all of a sudden, I saw myself sitting by Paul, looking down through generations until I got to PWM. He saw us. He saw us afar off in the spirit. I saw myself traveling from where Paul was talking to the writing to the Ephesians. Down through time, he saw me here this morning. He saw you here this morning. He saw you. He was writing to you that God has supplied all your needs according to his riches, and he's got you seated in heavenly places with him. He was talking about us. He saw us. He saw us in heavenly places. Not a heavenly place, but heavenly places. This is one of God's heavenly places. This atmosphere right here. You get illuminated. You get lifted up. You get built up. You get healed. Your mind changed. You get transformed. Heavenly places. You lose the cares of this world. Heavenly places. Right here. You walk in one way and go out another way. Seated right now. We're seated right now. Right here in heavenly places. One of his places that he's carved out. Heaven on earth. That's what he said. Look at me like I'm crazy. Let it be done on earth as it is in heaven. Bring heaven to earth. Bring heaven. He's not going to destroy this world. He's still concerned about this earth. Heavenly places. But we can't love this world and love him too. You got to hate one and love the other. Just can't do it. I thank God for the increase, Pastor. I was sitting here the whole time you was ministering. I said, yeah, we growing. Lord have mercy. I remember way back here. Seemed like it was a long way back, Lord. I'm like, how do we handle things back here? We don't even know ourselves. We don't know how God did this. We don't know. Just one day he comes in and say, Lord said, enlarge the pulpit. He went all the way over here. Well, nothing over here. But look what's over here now. Look, Stan was right crowded up here. Stan got a little bit of room now, Bernadine. Stan got his drums and stuff. And who knows what's coming next? Who knows? When we posture ourselves, all we got to do is do like Deacon Cannon, posture ourselves, get to the right place. All you got to do is get to the right place. You're in the right place. Don't let the devil tell you and trick you. Don't let Judy fool you. Don't let Judy fool you. Somebody's mother used to say she didn't call Judas Judas. She used to call him Judy. Said, so don't let Judy fool you. See, Judy been fooling us a whole lot. We're not going to accept it from Judy. We're in the increase, y'all. We're in the increase. We are growing in the spirit. We are growing in the natural. Healing is a reality. The kingdom of God is real. Heaven is real. As sure as you can look up here and see this, you can come and touch it. This is faith alive right here. This is substance right here. Right here. And you all are substance. You all are our substance. Because when we was back here, we didn't have substance. We had an idea that some people was going to come. But now look at substance, Pastor. Look, Pastor Gloria. Look at the substance of our faith. Right here, sitting right here. You all are our substance. And if so as we stepped out to this, there's more what? Substance coming. There's more substance coming. There's a reason we had to increase again, because there's more substance coming. There's more, Mike. There's more substance coming, P. Mike. You won't have to play. Somebody can push you right on off the drums, P. Mike, because substance is coming. They'll push you right on off. Substance, you need to be down here. Substance is coming. Some more substance. It's coming. It's coming. It's coming. I feel it. I feel the atmosphere of more people, like spiritual bodies. You can see them. So we thank God for that. I know I went over my 5 minutes, but praise Jesus for the increase. God, thank you. God, we thank you for how the Holy Spirit, we bless you. God, we just honor you for honoring us enough to handpick us and choose us and lay your handprint on us and ordain us, anoint us, and appoint us for this time and this season in the earth to demonstrate and express the kingdom of God and bring heaven to earth. We say yes, Lord. We say yes. We're excited. I'm so excited, I don't know what to do. I'm excited about what he's going to do. I just know it's going to be marvelous and miraculous and beyond anything we can ask. Our mind can't even go. Derek couldn't even have thought of what happened to him. He couldn't have planned that. And that's the atmosphere we in. That's the atmosphere we in. You don't even have to plan it. You just have to walk down the street and go to the door and there, boom. Whew, I didn't intend for all this. God, I didn't know all this was going to happen. So, Father, we thank you for the obedience. And when you give us those little witnesses in our heart to go a place and do a thing, that we'll adhere to it. We won't miss your blessing. We've missed too many of them because we reason ourselves right out of it. Shut our minds down and just let obedient faith arise. Obedient faith. God, you want to do some marvelous things, but we've hindered you. We've held you hostage. And wouldn't allow you to move with our stupidity and our ignorance in religion. But we repent this morning. And we ask you to have free course in our lives. Have free course. Do what you want to do. Do it like you want to do it. Do it when you want to do it. And do it as much as you want to do it. We take the limits off today. Stretch us even the more. Stretch us even higher. Push us further. In Jesus' name, you dismiss under the cloud of heaven.